American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance. From the GunBroker.com studios.
On the Crossbreed Holsters Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
And here we are, day three from the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show here in the GunBroker.com studios on the Crossbreed Holsters. Mike, all presented by X Insurance. Day four of the week, obviously. It is Thursday. We are coming to you live from Las Vegas. This is the final show of the week. Andy Hoosier will be in the seat for me tomorrow while I am traveling back to the ATL so that I can get in a car and drive away from the ATL, because I don't live in the ATL. I just have to go through the ATL. Greg down in Dallas, how you doing today? Thank you for your help this week, brother.
Not a problem, man. I am doing pretty good today.
It's been a great series of shows, and we've met a lot of people here. This has been an incredible week. As thin as the floor has been, Greg, more business. I've got more business done at this show than I have ever at any time. Ryan, you're shaking your head. Greg, my next guest is. These are tough interviews for me. I'm going to be honest with you up front. I take these personally, and I've spoken to a number of Parkland parents before. Andrew Pollack's been a guest on the show before, and I'm talking with Ryan Petty. Ryan Petty is a Parkland father. Ryan, welcome to the show, and let me shake your paw over here, and let me just say that I've prayed for your families for years.
Thank you, Mark.
I have a daughter that is, your daughter would have been my daughter's age, 19. Yeah. My daughter would have been in that hall had she been in that school, and I don't even know how you do it. So God bless you for being here. And
thank you.
You have different... Yeah, come on back up closer.
Thank you.
You have different views than the anti-gun Parkland families, and I want to talk with you a little bit about that today. How about it?
Great.
First off, let's talk a little bit about your daughter. Introduce us to your daughter real quick.
Oh, so this will be a hard part. So my daughter's name's Elena. She was 14, freshman, just sitting in her English class.
Unreal.
And as we understand it, shots were fired into the class. There were some shots fired into the hallway, shots fired into her classroom. The shooter went out, shot into another classroom, and then came back and shot again into my daughter's classroom, who was hiding behind a desk with one of the other victims, trying to take cover.
Trying to take cover. You know, this is very similar. And you know Andrew Pollack very well, as we were talking before the show airs today. You work very closely with Andrew Pollack. I have come to know Andrew, and you hear these stories, and the similarity here and the horror here is incredible to me. The fact that you're here is amazing to me, that I'm meeting you at a SHOT Show. Is this your first SHOT Show?
This is my very first SHOT Show.
What do you think first?
Well, first of all, I love being here, and I'm sure we'll get into why I'm here.
That was my next question.
Yeah.
So why don't we just go, though? Let's go there, because time is always of the essence here.
Yeah.
Why are you at the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show? There's a lot of organizations out there that would not want you here.
Yeah, most of them probably wouldn't want me here. But I'm here. I'm a new FFL. I'm going to start a firearms retail online and brick-and-mortar retail business. I'm also a licensed manufacturer. Mm-hmm. And I believe in the Second Amendment and our rights. And I'm here, just to put it into a nutshell, because I want to preserve the freedoms that we have today for my kids and my grandchildren. And so it's very important for me, as a victim of, you know, school violence, let's call it, to stand up and say, hey, gun control, restricting the rights and freedoms of law-abiding gun owners is not the path to making us safer as a society.
Oh, I have so many questions to go down. I could go down so many roads with you right now. Let's start with this. There are obviously Parkland parents who feel completely opposite from you. You know them all. You work with them. You have gotten together. You still talk with them. Obviously, completely different viewpoints. How do they react to your position?
Well,
and Andrew, I don't want to ask you to put words in Andrew's mouth. We've had him on the air, but I know how he thinks. But you are good friends. So how do they react to that?
Well, Andy and I would characterize our relationship as brothers, right? Brought together by a tragedy. Andy and I think, realized very early on that this was not about firearms. This was not a gun issue. what happened to our daughters that day was a failure of government, was a failure to read the warning signs that were ample warning signs that this kid was a problem and he was violent, he was prone to violence, and he was going to attack that school. Multiple law enforcement agencies knew, the school district knew, our sheriff knew, and they did nothing about it. And so Andy and I have been on a mission to try to hold those entities accountable and try to preserve as best we can our freedoms and our rights, because that wasn't the issue that day.
Can, when you talk to, and we spoke specifically, we named names, I can do that because I've done it on the show before, Gutierrez, or Fred Gutenberg, I'm sorry, not Gutierrez, and then the Olivers, okay, who punked essentially John Lott to get him to go to the fake deal, and then you have Fred Gutenberg, who's been very outspoken. You talk to them. Do they approach you on this? Do they try to convince you otherwise? What happens in these personal conversations that you can tell us?
Yeah, well, I mean, what I can say is we don't agree on it on very much, and so our conversations tend to not be about politics anymore. They tend to be about other issues that our families are facing together, trying to prevent these tragedies from happening or remember our loved ones. So we do a lot of that together. We avoid politics, to be quite honest, because it's just a conversation we can't agree on.
Smart move.
And we just see things differently. But, I sat on the MSD commission.
Mm-hmm.
We investigated the tragedy. I've listened
to you.
Were
you one of the 13 members that I've talked about on air that
yes.
were part of that commission?
I am.
And you were there, obviously, with Bob Galtieri, sheriff of Pinellas County?
Correct.
Others? We talked about the vote earlier. I knew the answer to the question, but I wanted listeners to hear that.
Yeah.
And that, just go ahead and continue, and then I'm going to follow up with you. Go ahead.
Well, I've sat through hundreds of hours of testimony. I've read thousands of pages of documents. The more I learned about what happened that day, the more I knew that gun control in all of its forms and varieties would not have saved the life of my daughter or any of the other victims that day. And so I got to stand up and say that. I got to stand up and honor my daughter who loved this country. She was a member of the JROTC crew. She loved firearms. That was one of the things we did together as father and daughter. And I've got to stand up. I've got to stand up and say, no, that's not the way to solve school attacks.
You know, I want to say thank you for doing that. But because of how you got here, it almost sounds, I don't even have the words.
Yeah.
But I can say that your voice needs to be heard. I know the mainstream press doesn't cover you the way they cover. Do you have trouble getting mainstream press coverage? If you were to pick up the phone and want to talk to any of the outlets, will they give you the same coverage that they clearly give David Hogg and Gutenberg and Olivers and the rest?
Not anymore, to be honest with you. The three-letter acronym networks in D.C. and New York don't call as much as they used to. They certainly stopped calling once they understood that I didn't go along with the narrative that they wanted to push on their channels, right? They want to talk about gun control. And, it's mildly interesting to have a parent come on and say, hey, I don't think that would help and that would work. And so I was a novelty probably for a little while. But no, they're not interested in having a deeper discussion.
Greg down in Dallas, that's sick as far as I'm concerned.
I agree.
That is twisted.
Yep.
It is sickening. Because your voice needs to be heard. And the fact that, again, this is, Greg, as we talk about every single day, this is agenda-driven politics over real life. These people do not care about lives. The mayor of Chicago doesn't care about the lives of Chicagoans, or she could have done something about this years ago. We've given her there are options out there that could fix these problems. It is unbelievable. Can you, Gutenberg, have any of the parents on the other side proposed to you that magic law that would have saved those kids, including your own daughter? It's sickening to even have to say that sitting here. But have they been able to propose anything?
There isn't a gun control proposal that I've read that would have made any difference to Parkland that day.
Have you tried to convince them of that with the last 30 seconds we have before the break? Have you even bothered?
I'll talk to anybody that wants to listen and really understand. And we've had some discussions, and there are families that are listening, right? They're torn between the gun control advocates and Andrew and I, who have said, hey, the real issue here was governmental failure, and let's go fix that. So some are listening, but I've yet to see a proposal that would have brought that would have prevented the death of my
daughter. Can I make a bold statement? There are none. There is none. There is no law that would have stopped him. You were right. This was governmental failure on every level. We have talked about it before, listeners, and you're hearing it right now from an individual who is unfortunately having to live through this horror for the rest of his life. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We'll be back with Ryan. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
AAR self-defense fans, I am extremely excited to be introducing you to the latest, most effective non-lethal self-defense product I think I've ever seen. It's called the Defense Alert Device, or the DAD, by Tigerlite. When I saw this device, I immediately reached out to the owner. At only 5 inches long and 4.6 ounces, this thing can be openly carried in the palm virtually everywhere. My 18-year-old daughter now carries this thing, as does my wife. Consisting of a chemical spray and a powerful 5-mode blinding light, the DAD, when activated, also sends an alert and your GPS location to any of your contacts anywhere in the world, alerting them to your situation. This thing is life-saving and can be carried by anybody, hiking, leaving work, whatever the situation. Check out the Tiger Light at tigerlight.net. Use the promo code AAR15 and get 15% off. The first 20 that do that will also get free shipping. This thing is the real deal. My kid carries it. I trust it. You can trust it. Tigerlight.net. AAR15. Take 15% off. First 20 of you get free shipping.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive 3-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines 2 layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My 3-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Hey guys, Mark here. No music in the background for this spot. I want you to hear what I'm telling you here. You know from listening to the show that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you didn't know is that there are now over 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million. That's 1 million items listed every single day. Every single day. So I promise you that if you can't find it on your store shelves, you'll find it at GunBroker.com. That's GunBroker.com. Go register. It's 100% free.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back indeed to the 2022 floor here at the Las Vegas Sands Convention Center in the, well, in between the Venetian and the Palazzo, really. And they got a new Caesars Expo Hall here. It's quite large. The crowd is very thin, but it's been a very productive show for the, those folks that did come. There's a lot of manufacturers that didn't show up for various reasons. And honestly, it's made for a very comfortable last few days here. It's not wall-to-wall people, which has been kind of nice, right, Joe? You think? Yeah, it's been kind of nice. We're coming to you live, Mark Walters here, filling your prescription for freedom, of course, across the country from the GunBroker.com studios on the Crossbreed Holsters microphone. We saw Crossbreed yesterday, didn't get a chance to mic them up. All of this is being presented to you today by X Insurance every single day of the week. I'm talking with Ryan Petty. Ryan is a Parkland dad. Ryan, I appreciate you being here. We're going to keep as long as we can. I'm going to try to keep it for the hour, if that's okay.
Okay.
All right. I don't get a chance to bring out, well, your voice is so gosh darn important, and that's the only way I can say it because I'm on terrestrial radio.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's talk about, during the break, listeners, you've heard me say often, sometimes the best radio is a radio you didn't get to hear. So we're going to bring that break talk to you now as we're talking off air. To me, it seems vital and critical that your voice reach some of the other parents. You sat on the commission.
Correct.
So I want to follow up with that because that's so important. Bob Gualtieri, sheriff in Pinellas County, sat on that commission as well. He was vocally anti-arming teachers, guns in schools. Bob Gualtieri came out of that commission vocally supporting arming teachers because he saw the videos. And those videos that he saw showed him that there had there been a competent teacher, which there were many in that school, that were armed, had multiple opportunities to stop that killer in his tracks. And God knows whose lives that would have saved or how many others. We don't know that. But you sat on that commission with him. What was, and out of all those 13 that went in, how many came out pro-arming teachers?
So of the 13 on the commission, so I think it was a 12-1. There might have been one abstention, but 12-1.
Incredible.
I think everybody that watched the video, there was one commission member that didn't watch the video, and I don't want to go into that, but I understand why.
Sure.
But those of us that saw the video understood at that point there were opportunities for several staff members to stop that tragedy.
And that was, obviously I haven't seen the video, but I've commented on it many times because I've talked to people who have, including sheriffs. So we are correct in that. I mean, this is not conjecture. He could have been stopped. This is real.
I think in what I've learned about most of these shootings, but in that specific instance, yes, if he had been challenged by somebody with a firearm, that tragedy would have stopped.
See, that's what that angers me.
There was an opportunity to stop it before it began.
Correct.
And one of the staff members had an opportunity to do that. And I won't go into names because I want to be respectful of the families, but there was an opportunity for a member of the staff that could have stopped it. There were multiple opportunities had they been armed.
That's a big campus. That's a 50-plus acre campus.
It's 45 acres.
45-acre campus. There's a lot of employees on that school grounds.
Yep.
I guarantee you some of them had Florida concealed carry permits.
They did. Some were ex-military and able to carry. And with the, you know, with the law that we've changed now where teachers right. can be armed in
and that's
state
the Guardian
Florida.
Program that you're talking about.
It's the Guardian program. We put that in place, and we can talk about how we got there.
Mm-hmm.
But what we learned from that tragedy is responding law enforcement doesn't get there in time. They cannot get there in time. Right. So if you don't have somebody armed on that campus that can stop that attacker, you're going to lose lives. And it's not just Parkland. When the Secret Service looked at this, 40 of the 41 incidents that they studied, responding law enforcement couldn't get there in time to stop these tragedies.
Okay, so then that begs this question. What is it that a parent such as yourself doesn't understand about that? What don't they see? Why can't we get through to them? Is it an agenda thing? Is it they're so anti? What is it that you and the others, including the members of that commission, including law enforcement, active duty, cannot get through their heads on this issue?
Yeah, I think, you know, so let me answer it this way. So I think for law enforcement, it's this idea that they go through so much training that they know how to react and how to respond to these kinds of tragedies.
Understandable.
The average citizen doesn't know what to do, right? And they don't want to make it worse. So I think that's the law enforcement position. Mm-hmm. But I think for the average parent, there's, I won't say average. For some parents, it's a fear of what might happen if there are guns on campus. That's why these families, these parents, believe in these things like gun-free zones, mm-hmm. which criminals and school attackers don't care if there's a sign on the fence that says don't bring a firearm to campus.
They're going
to
bring it. They'd rather there not be one.
Well, okay? That's why they attack these targets, because they're soft targets. They know they can get in. They know they won't be challenged. And what we know from the other school attacks that have happened is anytime they're challenged, and I don't care if they have a rifle, a shotgun, a handgun, whatever, any challenge to that attacker stops that attack, because they don't, these aren't geniuses, and they don't plan these attacks. They're not, you know, they haven't been trained in the military. They don't know what they're doing. Any resistance stops that attack and mm-hmm. stops the killing. So the sooner that can happen, the better. And that's why I think once we saw the video, we understood the timeline. That's why we recognize that there need to be more armed individuals on campus. That's why teachers need to carry, because teachers, sometimes they're the last line of defense.
If Fred Gutenberg were sitting next to you, he would disagree with you.
Most gun control advocates would disagree. They think more guns is going to create more violence.
A brutal conversation, but we have to ask. He lost a child in this incident. Is that not enough to get through? I don't understand this. I have a difficult time wrapping my head around this. I've studied this for years. I've talked about it on national radio for years. I cannot wrap my head around this. As a human being, as a parent, anything that can be done to save my child, I want done.
Absolutely. And when you look at the timeline of what happened, so the attacker was in that building for a little, about 6 minutes total.
That's a lot of time.
The killing was over in about 3 minutes, just a little over 3 minutes. Had law enforcement, there was law enforcement on campus. He chose not to go into that building. Had he gone into that building, it was a three-story building. It would have been impossible. I don't want to say impossible. It would have been difficult for that law enforcement officer to get to the building fast enough to save my daughter. She was one of the first killed in that first classroom. But had he gone in, had he responded and approached that attacker, challenged that attacker, those that were killed on the third floor could have been saved. And there were six on that third floor that were killed, and that could have been prevented. And I keep thinking, had any of those teachers been armed and been able to challenge that, he would have never made it to the third floor.
You know, listeners, I hope you're paying attention to this. If you have school-aged children, for gosh sakes, talk to your educators. This word has to get out. These can be stopped, and they can be minimized. We'll be back after this. Don't go away. As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15-style rifles, AR-style pistols, bolt-action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family-owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com. Hey guys, Mark here, and you know, from listening to the program, you know that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you might not know is that there are over 6 million registered users. I want you to think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million, that's 1 million items listed every single day. I know you can't find what you're looking for on your store shelves. You're no different than I am. I can promise you that what you can't find, you will find at GunBroker.com. It's real simple. GunBroker.com. Go there today. Register like I did. It's 100% free.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, welcome back indeed. What a program so far. I hope you're enjoying it. I hope you're learning from this. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom from the SHOT Show floor in Vegas. It is SHOT 22. Missed it last year. Here we are this year, a little bit slower than other years, but we're here. I can promise you this one's been a lot busier than last year's SHOT Show, that's for sure. Here we are in the GunBroker.com studios. All of this presented to you by X Insurance today on the Crossbreed Holsters microphone. And we're talking with Ryan Petty, Parkland Dad. Ryan, welcome back. Great to have you here. You're going to stay with us for the hour, right?
You bet.
Okay. And to your right, across from me, Manny Kess. Manny, you are running for a Nevada state. You're running for the state treasurer, right?
That is correct.
Welcome, man. Good having dinner with you last night. I'm glad you could make it by.
Thanks for having me. It's awesome.
Yeah, man. Did you ever think you'd be sitting next to a Parkland Dad today when we had dinner last night? I did not.
No. No, it's amazing.
It really, truly is. Well, I want you to jump in the conversation. We're going to do a little roundtable, and then we'll get to you and find out what you need from us and how we can help you get elected here, right?
Sounds great.
Doing the right thing, because we love you guys at SHOT Show that come here and get it and understand it, as Ryan does, who survived such a terrible tragedy with his family. We were talking about that commission. We were talking about armed teachers. And I lose it to a point. I get emotional about it because I know that these can be stopped. I know it in my heart, as you do. And thank God that you're there with your voice, as strong as you are, doing this. What do we need to do to get? I mean, obviously we have the microphone, we talk about it. But
you heard me close out. If you have parents, if you're parents and you have kids in school, what's your suggestion? What do we as parents do? As you know, I'm a parent. What do we do?
Great question, and that's the right question. And I think, you know, we've seen over the past year parents get more involved in what their schools are doing. It happened because of COVID. It happened because of mask mandates. Parents are, for the first time in years, re-engaging with their school boards and their school districts to understand what's going on in their kids' classrooms. And that's a good thing. They need to get involved in understanding what policies, training, procedures their school districts have in place for these kinds of attacks. And for that matter, school violence in general. Mm-hmm. Because for so long, our public schools have been semi-autonomous. They do what they want. And they've told parents, and you see this now, Mark, you've probably seen this, where they're basically telling parents, you don't really have much of a role in your child's education.
Oh, I see it all day long.
Saw it in Virginia, right? So parents need to go in. They need to understand. They need to ask the questions. Do we have armed response on our campuses? What happens if there's an attacker? Do you have a policy in place for school attacks? What is that policy? And if parents don't like what they're hearing, they need to go to those school board meetings and they need to pressure those school boards to take this seriously. Again, low probability from a statistical perspective. I get that. Mm-hmm. But I'm sitting here in this chair as a father who never thought his daughter's school would be attacked, and it was. And the thing that makes me most angry is it was preventable.
Man, you hear this stuff. This is preventable stuff. I'd like to get your opinion on this.
I mean, listen, it's a tragedy, and I'm honored to be sitting here next to Ryan. But on a broader level, it has to do with education.
Right.
Okay. So as someone who's running for state office, my concern is that we need to properly fund schools, and we need to take care of the kids so that as they're growing up, they're getting the education that they need, and we don't have these tragedies. Like Ryan said, teachers need to be careful. They need to see signs. Mm-hmm. But also, it's hard to do when you're stuffing 40, 50 kids in a classroom. So in
here,
our state...
And look, let's be honest. Here we have the benefit of hindsight, okay?
Right.
We're looking back at this, which is always a clear, crystal clear HD rear view, mirror definition view. It's as simple as that. And I know none of this is easy to talk about. Because every time we see this, we see similarities in each one of these instances, and that's what angers me so much. I think to myself, here it is again, and yet it wasn't stopped. And we see the districts that it's coming out of. Last night you were talking about the difference between the Republicans and the Democrats and what the Republicans need to do and get aggressive to do to get our voices heard out there. This is an issue that we need to be talking about as well, that the Republicans need to stand up on and not run away from, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe that. You know, parents' choice and school choice is very important for this. This is one of the reasons why, like I said, if a teacher has 20 kids in their classroom, they'll be a much better teacher and they'll be able to take care of students better than if there's 40 kids.
Can we afford to do that, though?
Of course there's. If you pay attention and get transparency and see where the budgets are, where the money's actually going, yes. Stop frivolous spending and put it back into education. And
which is what you want to do here in Nevada.
Absolutely. It's one of the pillars of my campaign is where's the money and why isn't it going where it should be going?
And that was evident in Parkland.
Oh, absolutely.
That entire system was corrupt from the top down to the very, very bottom.
Yeah. 100%. Look, they knew the history of this attacker. I don't want to say his name. They knew the history. They'd been dealing with him from kindergarten onwards, so they knew he was a threat. He had been bringing weapons in backpacks to school for years. They knew he was a threat. They didn't do anything about it. And so, I want to agree with what Manny's saying. We got to give parents options. We got to give them choices. I sit on the State Board of Education in Florida now. Florida is a Florida is doing a phenomenal job on school choice. We're giving parents the option to take their dollars and go to the school that benefits them the best and their child the best. And we have to respect parents know what's best for their kids.
And meanwhile, you're being fought on that. They're fighting you on that school choice, Manny. And it's happening right here in the state of Nevada.
Well, I'd like to add to that. You know, teachers unions get a bad rap. It's like, oh my goodness, they're, you know, extreme Democrats and this. Listen, the reality is there are plenty of teachers that are upset, but they have no voice because the people that run the union are the bosses. Well, you know what? It's time for teachers themselves to stand up and say, this is wrong. I can't do my job because I get $45,000, $50,000 a year as a salary, and I'm paying for my students' books and pencils out of my pocket. Meanwhile, I have these union leaders and I have this executive staff collecting six-figure salaries, doing nothing. They're not in the classroom.
And meanwhile, those teachers that you're talking about are very, very intimidated by what's going on above them. This is part of your campaign.
Absolutely.
How have you been hit back hard on it? I'm sure the Democrats are going to hit you back hard on it.
Not yet. I mean, it's coming, but not yet because, you know, there's still, until March, there's still time for other Republicans to get into the race. So right now I'm running unopposed, but somebody might throw their hat in a race, so they're not going to spend money and attack me yet.
We want you.
Well,
if you're out there listening and you're thinking about opposing Manny, don't do it. You're not coming on Armed American Radio. We're not going to let you on. This is Manny's chair.
So the reality is, this is a great year for us to stand up for all these things that we see that we've been silent about. And again, it's important to parents. It's important to teachers. I don't have kids, but I have cousins. I have second cousins, my kids' children. I have friends with kids. It's important to me. And I want to have kids one day. So I'm scared watching the news, seeing what's happening, and then seeing my friend saying, hey, I got a kid in second grade, and it's costing me $9,000 a year because I got to put him in private school because the public school system is terrible.
Yeah, the cost is, I mean, this is prohibitive. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm very fortunate with my kids. I know what our district's policy is. They're very communicative with us. We know what they're doing on all levels. I live in a very conservative area in a bright red state. Don't believe what you see on the radio or see on the news and hear on the radio. Georgia's not blue, okay? A couple little pockets of it are, but Georgia's a bright red state. And we're fortunate that we do communicate and they do communicate with us. So we know where that stands. But the rest of the country is not like that. Most are not. We'll be back in just a second. We've been told we've got 30 seconds. We've got one more segment left. Manny, we'll find out a little bit about your campaign.
Awesome.
And where my listeners can help you out. And websites and so forth. And I'm going to tell you right now, I have to have one of those shirts, dude. Manny for State Senator, that is really cool. I have to have one. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on the Crossbreed Mic live from the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show 2022. We'll be back on the other side. Don't go away. We'll be right back with you. As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15 style rifles, AR style pistols, bolt action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey guys, it's Mark, and you know, from listening to the program, you're very well aware that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business, but what you didn't know is there are now over 6 million registered users. 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. And it gets better, because those 6 million registered users can view over 1 million items listed every single day. 1 million items every single day. I promise that what you can't find on your store shelves, you can find at GunBroker.com. And you will. It's real simple to register. Visit GunBroker.com today to get started. 100% free. Always will be. I promise you a new year in 2020 on Armed American Radio. Now you get to say hello to Bersa. Born in Argentina and raised by shooters all over the world, Bersa is amazingly accurate, predictable, and reliable. Also, more safety features than you can imagine, with added value in every single trigger pull. It's a gun you'll definitely want to own. Home defense, concealed carry, competition, target shooting, first-time buyer, seasoned gun owner. Whether you want something for your purse or service and security, say hello to Bersa. Bersa.com. Bersa.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
Well, here we are. This is the final segment from SHOT 2022. Next time we'll be in Vegas for this will be in 2023. Assuming everything goes off well, and I don't see any reason why it wouldn't. This has been a dynamite show this year. I hope you made it out here. If not, maybe you can make it to the next one. I am Mark Walters. We're filling your prescription for freedom. As I mentioned, we have one segment left here in the GunBroker.com studios on the Crossbreed Holsters microphone. All of it presented to you today by X Insurance, a far superior company. If you think you have insurance with one of the third-party companies and you're an additional insured, you don't have insurance. They do. X Insurance has you covered. Please make sure to support all of our partners. All of our partners. You can find them at armedamericanradio.com. I'm going to stay with my guests here now. You can go to that website. You guys know where to go. Let me go back to Ryan Petty quickly. Ryan, during the break, I always say, best radio is the radio you can't hear on the air, right? Are the mics on? And that's when we get to really have some conversations. But you asked a question. You threw one over to Maddie during the break. I was going to go there anyway. Go ahead and toss it over to him.
Look,
I want to hear you guys discuss it.
I mean, for the audience members that don't know, I grew up in Nevada. I mean, this is where I was born and raised, and I've come back here for SHOT Show, and I'm disappointed in what I see. And so my question to Manny was, you know, tell me about your platform. Tell me what you want to do to restore Nevada to what it used to be when I grew up here.
Manny.
Sure. So, you know, without going down the rabbit hole, I'm born and raised in New York, and I moved here 11 years ago. I left New York because as a business owner, when the market crashed in 07, 08, the whole country got destroyed. And what New York State did was they went after small businesses, and they were like, okay, we're going to go tax these companies more money to fill the gap. And I'm like, well, how do you take someone who's lost it all and tax them? But they weren't taxing Wall Street and the banks that created this mess. So I moved out west, and I moved to Nevada because at the time the state was pro-business. It was very tax-friendly, no state income tax, and a low cost of living. Well, fast forward to today, that's not the same state that I moved to. Now, taxes go up every single year. cost of living has skyrocketed because our neighbors from California are leaving California and moving here at record numbers.
Yeah.
They're mad at what's happening there, but they're coming here, bringing that mentality. And the one thing I'll say is I'm a conservative. I have strong conservative values. But my campaign isn't, you know, Republicans good, Democrats bad. It's, listen, we need people in office that have common sense, preferably with a business background, because as a business owner, you've made mistakes, you've had successes, but you've done it and you've learned. If I went to college, political science, and then became a politician for 30 years, do I really know anything about life and business? No, I know what I read in the textbook. And there's nothing wrong with having a master's degree in political science, but that person doesn't relate to a firearms company that was doing really well during a pandemic, or a restaurant that was shut down, or a beauty salon. Well, I do as a business owner. And the reason why I'm here today is because I'm tired of the state going in a path that makes no sense. Again, I don't have kids, but education and children are the future of our country.
You don't have to have kids to know that.
And
what you're talking about is just dead spot on. And those of us who have kids, we're sitting here shaking our heads.
No one has it all figured out. So I'm not going to sit and tell you every Republican has it all figured out and every Democrat doesn't. That's not the reality. The reality is Democrats and Republicans, we should agree on 70% of items and issues. The 30% is, you know, what you disagree on, which is, again, normal. You know, love my neighbor, but I don't have to agree with everything he says. Same with a family member. You know, you and your sibling don't agree on everything, but you still share the same blood. So going back to where we're talking about education, this state right now is led by Democrats. They've got the majority. And so they decided that it made more sense to end funding for opportunity scholarships, and they thought it wasn't important. Well, opportunity scholarships help parents and kids. So how can you sit there and say, you know what, during a pandemic, during a crisis, let's get away from helping people that need it? And instead, they're talking about, well, we're going to do a $1 billion infrastructure plan. Okay, what's your plan? Well, don't worry about it. Just give us $1 billion. Let's earmark it, and we'll come back to what we're going to do with it. That makes no sense. So we need people that care about the job. And as an elected official, whether you're on a school board, whether you're president of the United States, or anywhere in between, you have one job. Take care of your constituent. It's not go get great stocks in the market and make record money while you're there. It's take care of the people that you represent.
Did you live in AOC's district back then? You told me last night it dawned on me. It sounded like you were pretty close to her district.
It's not that I knew AOC when she used to work in New York City.
Did
before.
You?
I knew her when she was in nightlife. And not we weren't friends, but I had met her. So whether you like her or you don't like her, you have to understand that she has her beliefs. She watched the news, and her and I have polar opposite views in life. But instead of saying, you know, you suck and I haven't figured out, it's like, hey, listen, why don't we sit down and talk about this and figure out where the truth lies? Instead, this is your job. You're in media. Media tells you things. They don't give you the truth. They give you people's perspectives. And unfortunately, in today's world, the majority of media companies are owned by Democrats that have their view, and they push that view.
Yeah, that's that agenda-driven. But the reason I asked that was because you were talking about the money. She's going to come out loaded, dude.
Oh, yeah.
She's coming out rich, filthy rich. And that's exactly what you're talking
about.
Well,
look at Congress. If you look at the number one most held
pure
stock
corruption
in Congress, is no shock. It's Pfizer.
Yeah, of course.
So, you know what? An NFL player can't gamble while he's in the NFL. So a politician shouldn't be able to have any business in stocks while they're in office, because it gives you an unfair advantage.
Yeah, well, tell that. Pelosi just bought a big, I was going to say a bad word, a big old mansion. Pelosi just bought a big old mansion down where you live.
Yes, she did.
Okay, and she did that on my money.
Look at her salary.
But yeah.
Again,
as born and bred here, what do you think about what you're hearing? Make sense?
What I love about what Manny said is, like, his platform's born of experience, right? Yeah. So I think every politician should have had to been responsible for a payroll.
I agree completely.
Once you've had to worry and stay up late every night and wonder how you're going to make payroll and pay your employees that work hard for you as a business owner.
Even let's go a step further. Yeah. Let's go down a little bit of the hole on that. Yeah. How you're going to pay yourself after you pay your employees.
It always comes after. Right?
I've run multiple businesses. That is always the biggest fear. It keeps you up at night. When you've got your back against the wall and you made those decisions, you get it. I can promise you Joe Biden wouldn't be our president today if that were the case.
Well, you know, I coined this phrase last year where I said, I'm someone who signed the front of a check.
Yeah.
Where we have politicians that only know how to sign the back of a check. And for all you listeners, what I'm saying is they know how to spend our money, but they've never had to give anyone any money. Ryan hit on the head.
Yeah, he did. He nailed it. Listen, we've got 30 seconds. I want everybody to find out. Where can we find out what you're doing? Do you have a website or anything, Ryan?
I do. Best place to find out what I'm doing on school safety is an organization called StandWithParkland.org.
StandWithParkland.org. We're going to continue to promote that. You're coming back on the show with me in the near future. Promise?
Yep, you bet.
I'm not letting you go. I got you right here.
All right.
Thank you for being here. It was an honor and a privilege to meet you. God bless you and your family. You are in my prayers. I promise you.
Thank you.
Manny, where can people find you, man? Where can they get the info? Give it to us.
Manny4envy.com. I mean, my cell phone number's on there. My email's on there. I'm not shying away. We are going to create change, and it takes everyone's help. And the one important thing to note is it's not just Nevadans. Anyone in the country can donate. Anyone can help. The only way to create change is if we all get involved. We can't sit by idly and just wake up and think that the government and the country's going to go back to normal.
Thank you guys, both of you, for what you're doing. Greg, how are we on time? 30 seconds. Okay, it was pretty good timing there. Here's what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason from KQAM, Wichita's big talker, will be sitting in my seat tomorrow, and there's big shoes to fill. I mean, when I have to fill his. Andy's a great host. Enjoy listening to him tomorrow as I travel home. This is it from the SHOT Show 2022. Thrilled, honored, and blessed to be able to bring the program to you today. And there's some great guests. Ryan, thank you. Manny, thank you. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman, whatever he caught, without his club. See you tomorrow.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance. On the Armed American Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.